SBS Radio.
Just an hour's drive north of the Afghan capital, Kabul, the town of Bagram has been the center of the United States' so-called war on terror. From a sprawling airbase, the US military coordinated its missions to unseat the Taliban and hunt down members of Al-Qaeda. After 20 years, the US have decided to step aside to allow the local military to take control. But instead of a structured handover, Afghan soldier Abdul Rauf says he found the airfield empty and in darkness.
20 minutes before our arrival, they shut down the electricity. They were gone. When they reached Hamid Karzai Airport, they received a phone call from here saying that the electricity is off, and they said, "We have landed at Hamid Karzai Airport."
It's a move that hasn't pleased Afghan soldiers tasked with patrolling the perimeter while US troops silently slipped away in the night. Bagram's new commander, General Mir Asadullah Kostani, says US troops left without even telling him.
After we received some rumor that Americans left the Bagram, we increased our intelligence report, and finally by 7 o'clock morning, we understood that it was confirmed that they are already left the Bagram.
The Afghanistan withdrawal was ordered by US President Joe Biden in mid-April, which he characterized as bringing an end to the conflict.
And to bring an end to this war that is closing out 20 years. We remain committed to ensuring that Afghanistan never again provides a base for terrorist attacks against the United States and our partners and our interests.
But in the weeks since Mr. Biden announced the US withdrawal, violence has been raging throughout Afghanistan. With peace talks in Qatar also stuttering, one study has revealed around a quarter of Afghanistan's districts have fallen under Taliban control. And following the quiet US departure from Bagram Air Base, more than 1,000 Afghan soldiers have fled across the border to Tajikistan after clashing with Taliban militants. Many fear a civil war is looming. Alex Younger is the former head of the British Secret Intelligence Service, MI6. He says the potential for extremist groups to regenerate in Afghanistan pose an international threat.
The reality is that there are groups there. We've been very successful in disrupting both Daesh and Al-Qaeda. They're on the back foot, but it would be wrong patently to claim that they have gone away and they have the capacity to regenerate.
Lord Richard Dennett was the head of the British Army from 2006 to 2009. He says Britain made the mistake of allowing itself to be diverted to Iraq in 2003 instead of investing in the future of Afghanistan. But he says now it's up to the people of Afghanistan.
So this is genuinely going to be a civil war, an internal struggle. And it's up to the Afghan people to decide, do they want to go back under the Taliban or do they want to live that better life that we've shown them glimpses of? After all, women, children in education, position of women in society, much better. We've shown them a better life. It's up to the Afghan people now to fight for their better life or otherwise fall back under the Taliban.
Foreign journalists were recently welcomed to a newly seized military base where civilians said the Taliban brought them safety and security. As the Taliban grows stronger, the Afghan government remains quiet, with few officials willing to make appearances or reassure the public. This is how one Taliban officer views the Afghan government.
We will destroy them. We are going to destroy our country. They bring bad situation for Afghanistan, for our people, for our civilized, for our country, for our schools, for our hospitals, everything they destroyed.
The Taliban say they are aiming to present a written peace plan to the Afghan government as soon as next month. Nadine Silva, SBS News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.